The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Would 16 or 17 year old you be impressed? Maybe overall they'd say, hey, you're doing all right. Thanks for being okay, future me. But what would they be disappointed by? What would they roll? You know, a 16 year old, good eye roll age right there. What would they say to you? What's the point that they would say is disappointing? A listener stole mine. And I'm going to share it. It's theirs from the 848. This is almost exactly what I was going to say. I'd like to think younger me would be pretty proud of what I've accomplished since I was 16. However, I think the very first thing that 16-year-old me would say would be, eat a salad and do some push-ups. And that's probably true.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Howings, what would 16-year-old you be disappointed by?
Possibly some of my more recent weight gains. But I think mostly 16-year-old me, yeah, I think would be pretty pleased with how things have gone, honestly, because at 16, I already knew I wanted to be in radio. So the fact that I have a career in radio with people that I like is pretty great.
So 16-year-old you would like everything about you?
Well, I think the disappointment would come in that while I do have a four-wheeler and a Camaro, I think 16-year-old me would be really pissed that I don't also have snowmobiles, a boat, more cars, and possibly some other stuff.
And that it took you until like your late 40s to get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you wasting your time on?
Yeah, I think that would be the biggest disappointment.
Steve, I think I know yours.
Do you?
16-year-old you would be really disappointed that you're not more rad.
I was going to say, 16-year-old me would be pretty impressed with where I ended up in life because this is a cool job.
Yeah.
Like, we have a lot of fun at this job. It's not a typical 9-to-5. We're not putting on ties and going into an office. So I think 16-year-old me would like that. But 16-year-old me would be super bummed that I don't ride BMX anymore and go to skate parks on the weekends with my friends. And I think 16-year-old me would be disappointed that I ended up living in a typical house in typical suburbia.
What would 16-year-old you have wanted you to have for a house?
Oh, a cool like loft apartment something like the apartment from the movie Big, where it's basically just like, oh, I got a Papa shot in this corner and I got a Pac-Man game over
got bunk
in
beds,
this corner.
Even though you're not.
Yeah.
Or I was heavily influenced by the show The Real World.
Love
growing up
show.
And they always had, it wasn't, you didn't see them pull up to the house and it was like, oh, this is a 4-bedroom ranch.
No,
it was always a very
a
cool,
crazy mansion.
Yeah, it was a mansion or some kind of cool loft in a cool part of the city.
Pool table made out of aquariums.
Yep, exactly.
Something stupid.
Something like that.
Outrageous. Yeah, hot tub in the living room with threesomes going on.
Yeah, I think that if younger me saw like, oh, you have a backyard that you have to mow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I feel like 16-year-old me would be pretty disappointed by the number of conversations I have about good
ottomans to put in the living room. Like, is that really something you're spending a lot of time on? Like,
yeah.
You spent that more than 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Kelly, what about you?
I think 16-year-old me would be disappointed in a lot of things, to be honest. Not in a bad way, but I used to...
Not in a bad way.
No, in a good way.
Disappointed in a good way?
Well, I used to paint.
Kelly's
and...
suggesting that 16-year-old her was pretty off a rocker.
No, not that. I was a lot more creative in other ways. I would paint and draw all the time. If I could look at something, I could draw it. And I still have that ability to be able to draw. And I love doing those things. And I'm creative in other ways. But I think 16-year-old me would be like, where is all your paint stuff? Like, why aren't you taking pictures like you used to? Mm-hmm. You used to want to be a photographer. And now everybody can be a photographer because your phone's in your hand all the time. Like, I think 16-year-old me would look at, like, the clothes I wear and think, even though I was more tomboy then, I'm not as creative with my clothes anymore. And I think that just has to, right now, the season, it's cold and I want to be comfortable. But yeah, 16-year-old me would wear whatever I wanted to and never think twice about it. And now I immediately think, like, do I look stupid in this?
Where are your individual rainbow toe socks?
I know. Or I'm
35-year-old
I had this
Kelly.
One pair of jeans. I'm not even kidding, y'all. They had graffiti all over them. They were like paint and marker and everything. And I used to wear those jeans all the time. I thought they were the coolest. And then I saw a picture of myself a couple years ago in those jeans. And I realized I used to walk around with a lot more confidence in those than I should have. But I really appreciated that about my 16-year-old
So 16-year-old you, though, was kind of a dope.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
a little
I mean,
bit.
So it's who cares what that girl's opinion is now?
Yeah, but yeah, now I wish I had that sort of, like, confidence to be able to say, whatever, it's a little quirky or a little weird or maybe not like everybody's sense of fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Or even that just creative outlet of rather than... Oh, I'm bored. I'll turn on the TV. Like, I'm bored.
Right.
I'm going to draw for hours.
You were
I don't do
blissfully
that
unaware, though.
Yeah.
That's
well,
great.
Yeah, you have you have less responsibilities, too. That that helps with those. I'm glad you don't have those pants.
Yeah.
I don't know. They sound pretty nice.
Now the way fashion's coming back, yeah. I have a feeling those will be on the shelves in no time.
This one's, this is a very short text, but it says, 16-year-old me would hate my wife. Hope she's not listening. Ooh. That would be very, but I wonder why. Like, she's, did your 16-year-old you think you were going to marry a stripper?
Yeah, because she doesn't look like Pamela
rodeo?
Anderson, probably. Like, you know, like, she doesn't have a barbed wire arm.
Or is this just a roundabout way of saying, man, I hate my wife just like I would have when I was 16?
Yeah.
I hope it's not that one.
Seems like it might be.
Maitland, what would 16-year-old you, I mean, like 10 years ago, say? It's a different perspective than.
Right.
Kelly, which is like 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, I think Hot Wings bringing up Pam Anderson, I think 17-year-old me would be really disappointed that we still didn't get those rockin' tatas in.
Like,
yeah,
so at 17,
really,
you're
hoping,
like,
huh?
It's going to happen.
Yeah, she'd take one look at me and be like, really, still?
Oh, man, it never happened, huh?
No.
Yeah.
We did find some better bras, though.
Okay, well, good for you.
Yeah.
I like how you said we. Me and the gals?
Yeah,
me and
you and
16-year-old
you, yeah.
Let's see. The person who said 16-year-old me would hate my wife wrote back and said, man, I hate my wife with a smiley face. I still don't know if that's what you're saying. I'm going to give you benefit of the doubt.
Sounds like it.
This text, I wish I had the confidence of a 24-year-old life coach. That is a pretty unique set of confidence, a pretty unique confidence that's there. Let's see. I thought this one was really interesting. 16-year-old me would be disappointed that I caved and went into the family business and did not become a professional chef. But I hope they would understand how happy I am with my life right now.
Oh, well,
I thought
there
that's
you
a,
go.
That's
okay,
a,
yeah.
a very unique, you know, because it's one thing to sit here and go, yes, like 16-year-old Steve wishes he still rode BMX. 16-year-old Steve doesn't understand how much more it hurts when you fall trying to grind a rail or something when you're 41.
Yeah, it really stings the ankles. Like, man, that's a tough recovery.
Also, 16-year-old doesn't really understand that you have a job and two kids and a...
Yeah.
Steve, do you even own a bike?
Yes, I do.
Is it one of those?
It took me a minute, though.
It's one of those three-wheeled ones, right?
With
a basket.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It has one gear, and you can pedal real slow, and it just goes and goes.
Like, I don't know if it's the actual name, but it should just be called a stability bike.
Thera bike.
Thera bike. Oh, That isn't cool.
Yeah, like what if your 16-year-old self scrolled, couldn't actually meet you, but scrolled through your Instagram from today? You know, like said, so that's what I'm starting to think of. Like, would 16-year-old me be disappointed in my selfies? Like, would 16-year-old me cringe at what I'm posting?
Yeah, mine would just go, this isn't weird enough.
Yeah, I think my 16-year-old self would be like, what are you doing?
God, this guy hasn't referenced the dead milkman once. What a dick.
Yeah, right?
I mean, where's the Monty Python, man?
Well, they wouldn't have to stick around that long.
No.
Yeah, that's probably true. I don't know. 16-year-old, let's see.
Somebody said...
I'm not that different. That's the sad thing.
No, I'm not either. I dress largely the same.
Largely the same.
Oh, look, he's wearing a hoodie and jeans. That's weird.
This text, 16-year-old me wanted to be a pro wrestler. I think that window is closed.
Oh, this one, I posted this on social media at FBHW show. Judy said, my 16-year-old me would be so disappointed in my career. I always wanted to be a traveling journalist, and I wanted to travel the world and write articles for magazines. I'm an electrician, and I've never even been on a plane.
You've never been on a plane? Wow.
Come on, Judy, just book a flight to anywhere.
Grab a journal and write about it.
Hey, you don't need a passport for Denver.
I mean, don't go just anywhere.
To experience being on a plane, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, pick a short flight.
Fly anywhere.
Know? I mean,
want to Google flights, sort by cheapest. Go.
Yeah, I mean, there's
do
some,
it, Judy.
There's some fine destination.
Still time to be that traveling journalist that you want to be.
You can write about it. I mean, it's not going to be in one of your bigger publications, probably, but you can write a little story.
Let's see. 16-year-old me would be shocked and incredibly disappointed that I didn't make it past college hockey. Now, the rest of us would be impressed. Oh, you played college hockey. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, at 16... Steve, did you think you played hockey still then, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, okay, so this wouldn't have been.
No. I never
so
had 16
to. 16-year-old you wouldn't have heard, like looked at your resume and went, you were with the NHL and assumed you were a player, not just a guy who edited videos.
Yeah. No, I never had the false hope that I was going to be a professional athlete of any kind. I knew that I was fine, just like I am at most other things in life.
16-year-old me would be shocked that I never became a general manager of an NBA team because I was going to be really good at that, I thought.
Best towel boy in the business.
That's
you?
Not what the general manager does, Kelly. I don't know if you know.
Yeah. The rag assemble, boy.
No. Yeah. No, that's not what I'm saying. No. The general manager assembles the roster and builds the championship team and then introduces the coach and then gets a trophy. Mm-hmm. And sometimes their name goes in the rafters.
I don't know, the managers for all of our sports teams.
General manager, team president.
Yeah, it sounds like more like a team manager.
Stop saying the opposite of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Towel snapper. Like, you didn't make the team. Here, you can be our manager.
Yeah, you also win most dedicated.
Yep. Yeah. What am I? I'm J-Mac now? That's what this is?
Yeah. You can go around and make sure all the believe signs are straight.
Yeah, I'm Nate at the beginning of Ted Lasso. Yeah. That's probably true. What would 16-year-old you think is good, Malin?
Oh, a lot of things, I think. Because, like, I used to listen to this show when I would drive to school in the mornings.
This one?
Yeah. So I think 17-year-old me would be like, no way. Also, you dummy, why'd you leave in the first place? But.
Well, I don't know.
She'd be like, oh, we got to have a career in radio. That's awesome.
That is pretty good.
And then I'd say, yeah, and then we worked at a magazine for 10 months.
Yeah.
But that was fun, too.
You did well at the magazine.
Yeah.
That's life experience. Kelly, what about you?
Oh, 16-year-old me would be so happy that I have my own cat and my own dog. I know that sounds so stupid.
I totally get it, though.
But, man, the family pet thing, it was like, well, is this my cat, Mom? And it's like, we have 5 kids, so no, this can't just be your cat. Yeah, but she likes me the best. Like, Bailey's my cat. Like, no, yeah. Bailey's everybody's cat.
I'm with you.
Now I got my cat.
On that
my
angle,
dog.
16-year-old me would be so impressed that I, A, own a house, and B, that there are 2 dogs who get to come inside.
Yeah.
That is outstanding.
Yeah. Oh, 16-year-old you would be really impressed with all your fish, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because that was like 3 years after we stopped at a yard sale, and I said to my mom, can I get that aquarium? And she said, no, they're a waste of money. And I said, I'll prove you wrong by spending thousands on dead fish. Who had the last laugh there? Mm-hmm. Now she comes to my house and she's like, I really like your aquarium. And I'm like, well, it's good about yours. For just way too much
You're
money.
Not allowed to look at it.
Yeah, go upstairs.
You wouldn't believe how much this cost me.
Howings, what would 16-year-old you be most impressed by?
That I've had sexual partners with an S at the end. So yeah, that would be, cause I hadn't, I wasn't active yet. I was in my imagination, but not in real life. So at this point, like, yeah, God, way to go, man.
I wish 16-year-old me could see my wife now. They'd be like, whoa, man, what happened? You must've won a lot of money in a lawsuit from falling down. It's the only way that works out. Steve, what about you?
This job.
Okay.
Like I said,
I thought you were going to like say, I don't think 16 year old me would like me.
No, like I said earlier, I think that 16 year old me would be impressed that I didn't end up at some stupid job that I hate because I just assumed that that's what I would do. You know, you don't like what you do. You just have to do it.
Yeah.
NHL. Definitely.
Yeah.
That's really cool
that was
to see
cool.
on a resume.
Yeah.
But in reality, it wasn't.
This text. Terrible. 6-year-old me wanted to work for the railroad. 16-year-old me was going to be a rock star. 6-year-old won, stupid little bastard.
Yeah, elementary kids always want the worst jobs.
I bet a lot of people would say this, maybe or would think it. 16-year-old me would be disappointed that I have kids. 16-year-old me wanted tons of nieces and nephews and a sports car.
Yeah. I think 16-year-old me, it's almost the opposite. I grew up around my nieces and nephews because my older brothers started having kids when I was in seventh or eighth grade. And I loved being the aunt and being a teenager and having nieces and nephews running around at your volleyball games and tennis matches was so much fun. My friends loved them and they were at our house all the time. So 16-year-old me knowing that I'm marrying somebody who has two kids that are 10 and almost 12.
Right.
I think she'd be thrilled. I think she'd be like, that's awesome.
That is.
Yes.
I think
great
so.
Ages.
This one cracks me up. This will put a bow on it. 16-year-old me would be hella pumped at the Pokemon collection 31-year-old me has. And then a text a second later that says, God, I'm lame. No way.
Yep, you're both right.
Do what you love.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.